You know, I said this to you. I think I said this to B fellas earlier in the year. I mean, after the Avenger films, man, well, with the exception of Spider-Man No Way Home, I just don't know how they're going to top, you know, what they did with the Avenger movies and when they, and what they did with Spider-Man No Way Home. What's the next Marvel film? Is there one coming? Is there another Marvel film coming out this year? Or is that it?
Don't Black Panther come out next?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Wakanda Forever. And, you know, we didn't get the trailer. That was kind of problematic.
That, with that Wakanda Forever, they're gonna have to really play that close to the chest, because of, you know, with the whole Chadwick thing, who's gonna be this new Black Panther? Did they go with the sister? But rumor had it they're going with M'Baku. But then they also had a rumor that they were going with this other dude who used to be on the soap opera, that quit the soap opera and then was on they set. So but you know, then that might be some elements of like colorism in there, because now the new guy's gonna be light skinned. So it's like, you know, there might be those elements too. But then also too, at the same time, we're not even like taking consideration that, you know, this new Black Panther is about to be a Thor Ragnarok part two, because you're gonna introduce Namor.
And it's
gonna be Namor basically whooping on the Black Panther character. That's what it's gonna be.
Too soon.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, Marvel may have shot the shot already. I mean, it's just, with the exception of Spider-Man No Way Home, I don't know what the next great film of theirs is gonna be. With the exception of No Way Home, I mean, they've been entertaining, but they haven't, it wasn't, you know, the Infinity War or Endgame. It wasn't that level.
You gotta build up to those. You can't just, I mean, not each of the Thor movies was great. Not each of the Captain America movies was great. And not each of the Iron Man movies were great either. So you got to work up to an Avenger type level movie. Like, you know.
Right. But Thor, this is the fourth Thor. it was supposed to be great.
Don't hold yourself to that, because you're going to be.
Well, I know, but I mean, going back to what you're saying.
No, I'm talking about what you're saying, but you said this year. What are they doing this year, and what are they going to do next? And then you referenced the two Avenger films. There's another podcast we did a couple rounds ago where I said the Captain America Winter Soldier is in the top five. But now, excluding all of the Avenger movies,
right,
including the hero team up. So even excluding Captain America Civil War, and you probably should exclude Thor Ragnarok too. But, you know, excluding all those team up movies, yeah, that was in the top five movies. Like, but again, you can't take away that the first one wasn't extra extraordinary. You can't take away that the other one wasn't extra extraordinary. You can't take away that Iron Man 3 was like, what the hell is this? Gwyneth Paltrow, Iron Man? Like, you know, so, you know, you're gonna have hit or misses too. Like, you know, Ant-Man, it's like, those are just, they just needed him to just eventually get to this quantum deal.
But I enjoyed his movies.
Doesn't mean it both was good. Of them. Like,
I thought they were both good. I think his two movies might have been better than some of the other stuff that we got.
It's a lot better than other stuff. My point was there's going to be stuff. They're just tying stuff. And again, too, also remember, they are now diverting focal energy from their movies to movies and series. So, you know, you can't just rely at this point. You can't just rely on the movie to be it, because you got the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show, and then you had the WandaVision, and then you got the Loki series as well. Like,
we're supposed to get a Captain America 4, which is supposed to be the sequel to what we got with Falcon and the Winter Soldier. What's going on with that?
Well, you'll see when it come out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
So are we in phase 3 with Kevin Feige? What phase are we in now, according to his outline?
Phase 4.
We're in phase 4?
Okay. Yeah.
So are they even filming the new Blade movie yet? When we supposed to get that movie?
That was supposed to start filming, I think it said July 10th or July 27th or something like that. That was supposed
to start. Okay.
I think so, yeah.
All right. So yeah. I guess I'm looking forward to seeing that, but everything else, I'm just like, okay, I'll see.
I mean, everybody's gonna be looking forward to see certain things for these specific certain reasons. So,
I mean, no, and you're right, Wayne. You know, things have been hit or miss. They try to be consistent, you know, with a continuous storyline, but when it just gets muddy when they do these certain movies and they throw too much in it, when they just pack it and say, okay, let it go. That's where the problem is.
So, I mean, yeah.
So, and, but you're right though too, because they're bridging TV with the film. That takes a lot of work, and I understand that, because I'm watching Ms. Marvel. I'm watching it. It's almost done. I mean, and I'm enjoying it so far. But there's only one more episode left, I think. So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with that.
You have fun with that. I'm not watching though. That's too little kid for me.
Oh, well, you know, I sent my nieces the comic book years ago, because, you know, and I actually read it, and it was fine. So, you know, and you know, what's cool about that, Wayne, is that, you know, it's like the first TV series about this Muslim superhero. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so, and you know, they're Pakistani, and it's interesting. You get to see their culture. There's a scene now where they're back in Pakistan. Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm not taking away from the culture. I didn't say it was a bad show because of culture. I said it's too.
No, no, I didn't say you did. Now I'm just giving you some insight to it. That's all.
I know what it is.
Well, I didn't know if you did or didn't.
I could not do. I wouldn't just say, "Oh, I'm not watching this," without knowing why I'm not watching this.
Okay. Like, okay.
Yeah. About that Bel Air. That's why I wasn't. Why I told you.
Yeah. Then, yeah.
Like, oh, okay, cool. But I watched the first episode of Captain Marvel. Very little kid like that.
You mean Miss Marvel.
Also, if you read those statistics, they said it was the lowest viewed streamed show out of all of the Marvel shows. Now, there was an uptake in viewership through the people of color demographics, but it was still the lowest watched stream show. And I don't think it's because she's Pakistani. I think it's because it's little kid like. That's just my opinion, because they just had, oh boy, Moon Knight play an Egyptian or whatever. He was low-key like they was in Egypt the whole time, like, you know, and that wasn't necessarily the lowest watched show. So, I mean, I just think...
Yeah, but there weren't any real Egyptians in that show either. Except for one little guy with a side character.
But people are not going to watch this because it's a little kid show. Like, you know.
I mean, you're right. It's for teenagers. So I'm not going to say little kid. It's for teenagers. It's for teenage girls and teenage boys. And that's fine. That's fine. But I do think it may need more marketing. But so far, I don't have a problem with the show. I check out all the Disney Plus. I mean, all of the Marvel shows to see if they're any good or not. And same with the Star Wars. I'm going to look at all of them to see if I like him or not. Like I said, you know, when I was getting my nieces some comic books, I wanted to give them, you know, women of color, you know, yeah, as well as women who weren't. And I came across the Ms. Marvel and I read it first and I liked what I read. So I sent it. So, you know, just give them some incentive. So, mm-hmm. And then there's going to be other people as well, but I was just impressed just with the backstory of X. I wasn't expecting that backstory because this girl, you know, she loves Captain Marvel. So she wants to be like her. But she winds up finding her own way. It's just all interesting stuff.
Yeah, but see, again, I think you're referencing aspects of the story, and that's not why people aren't watching it. You keep referencing, like, you reference the culture first. Now you're referencing, like...
Well, no, I'm saying maybe they don't.
It's the age demographic of the main character and her surrounding characters. That's it. Like, in the, you know, it's, I think that's all it is. For her to be a new character, it's really hard for you to introduce a new character that no one knows. Like, again, if they had a show about the America Chavez girl, regardless if she was Spanish or not, you got this young person that's not Spider-Man, because Spider-Man is the youngest hero that anybody's going to just go support, period. Like, if it ain't for that, you know, nobody's going to see that. And if it wasn't for Shazam actually turning into Shazam, the little Billy kid, whatever, they wouldn't go see that either. Like, adults, unless you were taking your kid to see this, like,
or unless you're an adult who knew about it. Like, I was always going to see the Shazam film because I remember it as a kid. So
Shazam is more of a household name than Ms. Marvel.
Well, of course. So I will say this, you know, if that show may not succeed, but in my opinion, it won't be because of the content so far. The show is written well. I like the show. If anything, it just needs to be promoted and marketed towards this demographic, and maybe that's where the failure is. I mean, towards the age group, you know.
It is. The age group is what's watching it. That's what I said. I said,
right, but apparently maybe there's not enough of them watching it.
No, so we're not watching it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. My age group, maybe you might have your outliers like yourself, but my group is not deciding to watch it without children in their presence.
That's fine.
So yeah, the teenagers,
that's fine.
It was the uptake in people of color teenager neighborhoods and households. Yes, there's an uptake, cool. But there's still a dip significant dip, and it has
the regards to the adults,
because it's not grasping older people. Nothing about the story, nothing about the content. No,
I understand.
It's just not.
Thank you for explaining it to me. I appreciate it.
Maybe she was 25. Maybe different. I mean, I don't know. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fine. But yeah, I'll just say it is a good show. But I would digress. But you know, thank you for breaking that down to me. It's good to know that people of color in that age group are watching it. That's good to know. That sounds very promising. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
This is Jay. Be sure to check out past and future episodes of this show, available now on all streaming platforms. If you'd like to hear more from us, please check out my other podcast entitled Jay's Other Podcast, along with Captain Keith's other podcast entitled Clef Signs, spelled KLEFSIGNS, which are both now available on all streaming platforms.